Imagination is the keystone to success. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with your thought for today. Imagination is the keystone to success. Do you want to be a success in life? Do you want to enjoy everything that life has to offer? I was thinking how many people have been to the ranch here, have been to the monastery, University of Healing, and so forth. How many people have come here, and how many have gone away with spiritual healings of various kinds, and how fortunate it is that we don't know that. How fortunate it is that we don't know these people have had spiritual healings, and that those people don't know they have spiritual healing. Because the tendency is to roll with our laurels, because if we have been successful in doing that, then we think that, you know, we've got it made and we don't do anything more. And fortunately, we just don't know that we've had spiritual healings. Now, every one of you here have had many spiritual healings, and you're unaware of it, fortunately, and you will remain unaware of it. We've had many people here who have come for the activities, and they've had spiritual healings, and they went away, and they don't remember that they ever had a problem. Their family doesn't remember that they ever had a problem. We don't remember they ever had a problem. We are totally unaware of it, because that's what spiritual healing is. What helps you to achieve the spiritual healing is your imagination. Because when you can begin to imagine yourself as fulfilled in any area of your life, then you can have a spiritual healing. But if you don't play the game, you can't have it. You know, if you don't play the game, you can't have it. Because you prefer to remain thinking you don't have it. You prefer to remain thinking that you are unsuccessful, that you are ill in some way, that you have no friends, that you have no money. And so long as you remain thinking that, how many people do you know who just always have enough money? Not too many, but you know a few. They always have enough money. You might say, Herbert Marty, he always has enough money. Well, now, as far as Herbert is concerned, he doesn't always have money. He's got a lot of dreams and projects that he'd like to carry out, which require more money. But Herbert Marty does not imagine himself being poor. You understand that?
Yeah.
And because he does not imagine himself being poor, he can set great goals for himself and arrive there. Mm-hmm. And when he arrives there, he doesn't know he's arrived. He doesn't know that he's got success in these various areas where he has used his imagination to open the doorway of his inner self. He doesn't know that. I use him as an illustration because that just seems to be so easy to look at. Now, we look at some people and we see their bodies just beautiful, whole and perfect. Now, we don't know that but a short time before, their bodies were not whole and perfect. They were racked with pain. They were just completely out of focus. But that person decided to play the game that their body was whole and perfect, to play the game that they were what they would like to be. And in their imagination, they imagined it very fully. They visualized it. They put the cause in motion, and shazam, it was done. But there's no credit. There's no joy to it. There's no joy to it because you cannot say, I was sick and now I'm well. Because you just don't ever know that you were ever sick before. There was no doctor's reports. There was no mama's report. There's no family report or friends saying that you were sick. There's just nobody thinks about it, knows about it. As far as the world is concerned, you have always been whole and perfect. Now, I think you can see this with me, but you don't believe it. You can see this as a possibility, but you don't believe it. Because you cannot conceive how anyone could, say, be dying of cancer and an instant later not be dying of cancer, be whole and perfect, and there's no report in the hospital about it, no report any place about it, nobody knows anything about it, that just a moment before that was the case and now it is not the case. And nobody knows that it ever was the case. You didn't have cancer. You're always whole and perfect, you know. You're always whole and perfect. Well, that's the game that I'm teaching you to play. And when I teach you to play this game, I pull out all the stops. And I mean to you. I mean to you. I expect you to see it done. I expect you to use your imagination. I expect you to be like a writer or a movie producer. The movie producer says, come on now, kiss her as though you really love her, you know? And he's just an actor. But he can pretend. And he can pretend that he really loves her passionately, just devotedly loves her. And sometimes they end up that way too. But most of the time, not. Most of the time, they play it in the show. Now, the big thing about acting is this. If you are an actor, you must convince your audience that you are what you are. Now, we talked about Leopold and Kate the other day. Now, Leopold, we would have sworn he really was that character from another century, another time, and he was indeed that wonderful person, that wonderful royal being. And he was a snobbish being, but it's how we how we visualize a royal person being, you know. And we had no doubt about it that that was who he was. Now, in real life, perhaps he is quite like that too. And maybe not. I imagine he is quite like that in all things that he does. He's not a popular actor. He cannot be a popular actor, because if that is who he really is, to be something other than who he is would be very difficult for him to play. Now, major actors can play various roles, but we've heard of the word typecast. When you are typecast as a cowboy or as the bad man, like Jimmy Cagney, you know, always the tough guy, the bad man, you know. And yet, Jimmy Cagney played some lover roles, and he played some roles of a really gentle, nice person, but the public didn't buy it because Jimmy Cagney was a bad guy, and he played the role. Now, John Wayne, what was he?
A cowboy.
A cowboy. Can you imagine John Wayne as anything but a cowboy? Mm-mm. Now, he did play other roles, but it always had a horse in there someplace. It always had the cowboy aspect in there. He may have been a gentleman. He may have been a businessman. He may have been many things, but he always had his horse. Of course, I don't know whether you know about the Lone Ranger or not. The Lone Ranger and Tonto. As I was growing up as a kid, on the radio, they had the Lone Ranger and Tonto. They since made it into movies too. And the Lone Ranger always wore white. And he always had silver bullets for his gun.
Wow.
And his faithful sidekick was an Indian named Tonto. And Tonto took care of everything for him. Quite likely keeping his clothes white. But he never married. He never had a girlfriend. He never kissed a girl. I don't think they were trying to portray him as homosexual or anything, but they just never kissed a girl. He never, they didn't try to mix up the themes. He was always on the side of the law, but he was also on the side of people getting along with the law. not only working with it, not only obeying it, but getting along with it, because it's difficult getting along with the law sometimes. And he would always leave a memento of his presence. He would leave a silver bullet, and he always wore a mask. He didn't want anyone to know who he was. He probably was some outstanding local citizen, you know, or whatever. But that's the way he played. Now, you've heard of Zorro?
Zorro,
you know all about that?
Yeah.
And what did he do with his sword? He made a Z wherever he went. And his papa, yeah, he wore a mask. And his papa was a very proper man, and he was a proper man too, well respected and known by his community. Now, they played the game very well. They played the game with quality, with imagination, with everything good. And you believed him. You believed him. You believed they're always on the side of good, always on the side of right, always on the side of law. And was the Lone Ranger ever sick? That was not in his game. Was Zorro ever sick? That was not in his game. Was Zorro ever poor? That was not in his game. Was the Lone Ranger ever poor? Who knows where he got his money, but no. He always had his beautiful white clothes and his beautiful horse called Silver. Hi-yo, Silver! And he'd ride away. And the horse would do much like the early cowboy movies horses did. But you see, what role are you going to play now? You say, that's only acting. That's the first step. Act as though you are and you will be. That's the first step. Use your imagination and get yourself going and follow the program that you're doing so sincerely, and always do it right. Always do it right. It's up to you to make something out of your life. It's up to you to figure out what you want to be and what you want to do and how you want to express your life. Would you like to live in a body that is whole and perfect?
I do.
We have a song that says, think a body whole and perfect all day long. And for us to say, I do, and know that we don't, is not too good. But for us to visualize, that we do, to imagine that we do, have it so in our hearts, and don't say one word to anybody on the outer. Let them see it. Let them see it. You have a problem? You never have any problems. Your life is just a golden book, you know. A bed of roses. You have no problems, you know. You, wouldn't you like people to think that about you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would they think that about you? They do. No. Why would they think that about you? They think that about you if that's what you think about yourself. Now, the time will come when you don't think it about yourself anymore. You are it. When nobody else remembers you being any different than being it. And this is what you start out with, that simple little worm. You got to have that worm on the hook to catch the fish. That simple little worm called imagination. And put it to work for yourself. But be very careful. If you go around telling the world, I'm whole and perfect, I am God, I am number one, and they'll say, heh. And don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Because that is giving them the ability to push you down. Be number one. Live number one. Act number one. Live in your whole and perfect body. But shut up. Jesus said, go and tell no one. Psychologists say, go and tell nobody. Live it. When you live it. You saw that movie, this girl who borrowed this rich lady's clothes, and she put on the rich lady's clothes, she acted like that, and She never said a word. She never said she was rich. She never said she was famous. She never said it. And this felt wealthy man fell in love with her, you know. A politician, no less, you know. And so the jig is up when she was found out. Now, how could she have not been found out? How could she have not been found out?
Not having it in court.
Believing that she really was that. She gives the clothes back to the rich lady, you know. And then she wears her clothes and she wears her clothes like, well, she's a maid in a hotel. So she wears her maid clothing and she sees this man that is madly in love with her. Aren't you, didn't I see you at the party last night wearing a beautiful dress? Didn't I say, yeah. Wow. Why are you dressed like a maid? Because I enjoy this. I enjoy being a maid. It gives me meaning to my life. Otherwise, my life is sort of humdrum, but it gives meaning to my life. And that's true. It does. It pays her bills, you know. It gives meaning to her life. And he says, well, you don't need to do that. Come, take care of my house, and you can tell all of our maids what to do, you know. And she's not saying that she's rich or somebody famous. She's just saying the truth. It gives meaning to her life to work. You know, without working, she couldn't pay her bills. Without working, she wouldn't eat, you know. Without working, she wouldn't go to that party. But she doesn't have to say, I am poor, or I come from a poor background. I mean, in everybody's family, if you wish, you can find somebody famous. In everybody's family, you can find a skeleton too, you know. No matter what you look, the most famous families can have the most famous skeletons. And the most ordinary families can have the most famous, wonderful people. Well, what did our friend Gary tell us?
Yeah. He's the nephew of the president.
Of Grover Cleveland, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how about that? The nephew of the president of the United States. Well, I mean, la-di-da, you know? Now, it really doesn't make any difference, but...
good imagination.
Yeah, good imagination. And if he believes it, you know, he acts like it, and he experiences the result of it. Now, is it going to do him any good? You bet. It makes him feel fine. Now, let's just take it a step further. Does he believe it? I think he believes it.
Yes, I do mm-hmm. believe that too.
He believes it. And because he believes it, he acts like it. And have you ever heard Gary say he was poor?
No.
Did you ever hear Gary say that he had trouble with finances? You ever hear Gary say that his father was rich
yes.
and that the family was rich yes. and they had money gazoo and
yes.
stuff like that?
I mean,
yeah, yeah. Well, you see, he's playing the game beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's his next step? See, Gary has a problem. And that problem is that he feels... He knows he has a spiritual drive in him that needs to be fulfilled. It needs to be completed. And this takes him away from running after money. This takes him away from running after things and takes him into an eleemosynary type of lifestyle. And he'll enjoy it. He'll enjoy it. But you see, the thing is, just because you're after an eleemosynary lifestyle doesn't mean you have to be poor. Just because you're in a spiritual program doesn't mean you have to be sick. Just because you're, you know, walking after your divine inner self doesn't mean you have to have great sins on your soul that you're trying to clean, you know. And I think he doesn't. I think he's a beautiful, pure, fabulous being. He's presented that picture of himself, and I believe. So, he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are fabulously rich people, and they act as though they're poor.
Mm-hmm.
And you believe them.
Mm-hmm.
You believe them. My sister and her husband acted as though they were poor. And when it came down to the last nubbin, they had more money than they knew what to do with. But they never knew how to spend it, you know? It's a shame. Okay, imagination is a keystone to success. So put it in motion for yourself and enjoy whatever life you wish for yourself, because you've had spiritual healings that you'll never remember, and there's a lot more waiting for you. I love you, I love you, I love you.